Chapter 3, Understanding Human Nature. Opening questions. Is it important to understand our nature? If we don't have a clear and proper understanding of our nature, will it not be difficult to solve problems associated with that nature? What is our heart, not the physical one? What is our soul? What is our mind? What is our spirit? So, as we can see, there is something wrong with people, with human beings. The facts that we just reviewed in the prior chapter are not necessary facts. In other words, the people of the world do not have to be the way that we are, and the only thing to blame for human-caused wrong and suffering is we human beings. It is important to understand that our nature, so we can better understand ourselves and each other, and thus be able to see the framework and our part in it. One of the most important and most basic questions we should ask ourselves as thinking beings is, what exactly are we, or what does my nature consist of, or what makes me a human being? As we have seen, many have believed the irrational concept that we are merely atoms, molecules, protein cells, etc. In other words, physical things are all I consist of. That is as unreasonable as saying that the nature of a computer is merely its hardware, that no software is needed to account for the ability of the computer to do what they do. Instead of believing that which is unreasonable, why not observe well and make good deductive realizations? The terms and concepts I'm about to discuss are not mine. The following concepts, while they have different terms, words to describe them, do not mean they are necessarily separate and distinct from one another from a metaphysical's substance perspective. That means, for example, that while we have both a soul and a heart, those two unique, distinct, and different functioning things could still be part of one whole metaphysical entity. Chapter Section, Our Spiritual or Metaphysical Nature. Our heart represents our will, the core of our being that controls the decisions we make regarding what we do with both our life and the time we are given each day. Our heart determines what we value or consider important, and thus it directs our will. Our heart motivates us to action. Our soul represents both our emotional capacities as well as our conscience. Our emotions are what can color and bring fullness to our experiences and thoughts. We experience emotions based on things that happen in our lives or thoughts we have about our lives, others, or our experiences. All people have the capacity to experience emotions, but sadly, most people today are allowing their emotions to make life and relationship decisions instead of using their mind and reason. That is about as smart as needing to walk next to a cliff and deciding how best to walk next to that cliff based on the cloud shapes in the sky instead of which direction the cliff is in. Or, as another example, it is about as smart as a person who is dying of thirst in the desert deciding which way the water spring might be based on which color or shape of sand he likes instead of deduced facts like plants live near water. You might think these examples are silly, but the truth is that more and more people each day, including probably you, dear listener, are making decisions based on I feel instead of on that is true. As people have turned away from the one who says, I am the truth, and even away from the fact that truth exists, they are only left with the selfishness of I feel, therefore I decide this. An existence of being led by our emotions is a life of deep darkness and ruin. Every human being has a soul. Our conscience is that which intuitively tells us what is right behavior from wrong behavior, or our ability to judge right from wrong on a non-intellectual basis. It is what sets us apart from animals. Animals don't behave based on a moral compass of this action is wrong and thus I will not do it or I will do it, or this action is right and will help all animals in this area so I will do it. Rather, animals are programmed with instincts that control their behavior. To deny that humans have a conscience is to say that a child who lies has no idea that what they are doing is wrong. Even the child who has never told that lying is wrong. Go, test what I say. Find a child and ask them to tell a person that the blue car is a red car. humans were given the innate ability through our metaphysical conscience to know right from wrong. I'm obviously not saying that humans live by their conscience, because in general and for many, they obviously do not. Our will can easily overcome our conscience, especially when we perceive we will gain or lose something valuable to us based on some decision. We can also dull our conscience by going against it so many times that it loses its sensitivity. Our conscience is why no human being will stand before our life judge and successfully plead, "I am innocent," or "I plead ignorance." Every human being has a conscience, but many dull or destroy their conscience through drugs, which would dull, or practicing wrong behavior, which would destroy. Our mind represents our intellect, our ability to reason, use logic, process information, and thus to identify truth from falsehood. Our mind is distinct from our brain. To use a computer analogy, the brain is the physical hardware, or CPU, memory, data storage, and power source, while the mind is the metaphysical software, or operating system and applications. Our mind is affected by our will and soul. In other words, our mind might successfully determine that something is true instead of false, but our will may take our conclusion and wash it away into non-action if we perceive we will lose something we want if we act upon the truth or conclusion. If there is one thing that is needed today, it is for people to use reason well to arrive at truth. Tragically, most people do not, because they have believed many false things about this realm called the world. They believe these false things because they are not willing to put truth above the comfort of their own existence in this world. Stated another way, they love themselves and this world more than anything else, even truth. Thus, they avoid the truth and only use lesser truths to serve their desires in this world. Every human being has a mind. Our will interacts with our mind as our mind informs our will about the realm in which we exist and interact with. Our will interacts with our soul, or our soul, as our soul provides data on what is right and wrong. Our spirit enables us to know, be aware of, and commune with our Father and Creator. Our spirit enables us to connect with our Creator. Through our spirit, we can connect or communicate with outside entities or beings, including our Creator. Being to being, without words or language communication. Every human being is born with a functioning, living spirit. Every child who has not passed out of innocence has a spirit that is alive through the life given by the Creator. Innocence is the metaphysical or spiritual property, which is the life of a child's spirit. For adults, faith in God, not merely intellectual belief that He exists, is the spirit of our life. Not all human beings have a living spirit, meaning their spirit can connect or communicate with, be made aware of, their Creator due to choices they made. In fact, most adults do not have a spirit that is alive. Without applications, a computer is essentially non-functional. It has an operating system and can function, but it cannot produce meaningful or productive operations. So we are if our spirit is dead or not fully functioning or able to experience the fullness of its intended purpose. What would a flower be without its color or odor? What would a kiss without love be? What is a sunset without color? What is a smile without compassion? What is food without flavor or smell? What is a kind act without the right motivation? What would sex be without its physical or emotional aspects? What would a story be without a problem to overcome or conflict to solve? So it is with our spirit when it dies and loses the connection to our Father. It becomes merely a colorless shadow rather than a vibrant, colorful, living agent. Our body is merely the physical means we have been given to express who we are and what we value. Yes, we are an integrated whole, spirit, body, heart, soul, and mind. But just like a computer, our hardware or body is the lesser aspect of our existence. Every human being who exists in the realm dimension of our physical universe has a body. Here is something to consider which makes a strong case that our body is not what defines who we are. Medical science and art are improving to the point The following scenario is realistic. A 40-year-old woman, Megan, was caught in her house when it caught fire before she went to bed. She was so badly burned that her body was lost to burn injury, and the medical people used an advanced artificial life support system to keep her alive by essentially amputating her head from her body. Her face was also badly burned and disfigured so that you could not recognize her. When Megan regained consciousness, she was exactly the same person who she was 30 hours ago when she went to bed before the fire started. All her memories and experiences and personality and commitments to and love for other people, all the people she had relationships with were exactly the same. She was still Megan in every meaningful way, except her body was radically changed, essentially lost, and her face was unrecognizable. The biggest challenge for Megan would be how she will react to losing the physical identity her body provided and the functions her body provided. In other words, her metaphysical perspective of who she is will be greatly challenged, since we see our bodies as essential to who we are, even while who she really is will not have changed one bit. She will have the basic choice of fear, self-pride, and darkness, or faith, love, and light. This proves that we human beings, while having a body, are not primarily physical beings. Our body does not make us who we are unless we choose to believe that delusion. Next, we will take a look at the root problems that we have mentioned and alluded to several times up to this point. We will also see that we all fit into certain categories of or types of people. Chapter summary. Human beings have metaphysical or spiritual components to our nature. Who we are is not primarily about our bodies unless we choose that warped perspective. We have a will or heart which directs our decisions each day and in life. We have a soul which is comprised of our emotional capacity as well as our conscience, that is, our ability to know right behavior from wrong behavior. We have a mind which provides us with our intellect and is the component that can use reason and logic to know what is true from that which is false. We have a spirit which can connect us to our life source, our Creator and Father. All children have a living spirit, while most adults have killed their spirit due to refusing to accept what is evidently true and justifying self-wrongness and thus not seeing their need for forgiveness. The contemporary term personality would be synonymous or the same as with our heart and soul.